Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, we're told of a plot to kill Saul, who would become the Apostle Paul. It says the Jews plotted to kill Saul, but their plot became known. And Saul's disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in a wall, lowering him in a basket. Now, early on in the story of Acts, we find out that God planned to use Saul for mighty purposes. But Saul would also have to suffer as a result of his new calling. And it wasn't long before the people that Saul had once stood beside in condemnation of Jesus' followers, those same people began taking aim at him. So we're told that the Jews waited by the gates of Damascus to seize Saul. But God provided Saul a way out. The plot was made known, a breach in the city wall was identified, and Saul's friends lowered him to safety in a basket in a daring escape. You know, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I find that when we're cornered in life, when powerful forces are arrayed against us, when it seems as if all hope is lost, that is often when God finds a way out for us. It's almost as if God waits for that very moment when we finally say, only God can save me now. It's like God waits for that moment to actually bring about our salvation. Let's pray together. Lord, there have been times when we have been absolutely convinced that you saved us. You swept us out of harm's way and safely delivered us to another day. And Lord God, we remember promising you that we would never forget. But we did. We became silent about the miracles you've bestowed on our lives, and in time, we not only stopped thinking about them, but we also lost the ability to trust in them. Lord God, we thank you for the many times you've saved us. We ask that you would help us to remember and trust in your ability to deliver us, even and perhaps especially when it appears all hope is lost. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan, and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.